الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. درود شريف الله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has graced us with iman. And it is iman by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes an individual. It is due to iman that that individual, be it male or female, is honorable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, in alami barzakh, in the qabr, in the hereafter, and also in jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we make qadr of iman, of Islam that Allah has blessed us with. There are a lot of things around us today, and it is the web of shaitan. And if iman is weak, then without a doubt that person can come very close to kufr. That is why it is very, very important that we stay together in the jama'at with the Muslims, brothers, shoulders to shoulder, close, and to share joy, happiness, and also sorrow together, and to make dua for each other. An article that I was reading just shocked me. John Ashcroft, I believe, a general attorney of Bush, he openly said that Islam, the God of the Muslims, demands from the parents to go and force the child to sacrifice their life for Allah. And Christianity is a religion in which God sacrifices his own child for the people. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And this is the world that we live in today, my respected brothers and elders. Allahu Akbar. Where on earth has Isa alayhi salatu wassalam in his entire life, where has he ever said, Ana ibnullah, that I am the son, astaghfirullah al-azim, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where has he said that? Never in his entire life. Ahmad Didat, the great man, in his entire life, he challenged all the Christians. He wrote a letter to the Pope of the Roman Catholic leader in Italy, the Pope without the beard, of course. And he said to the Pope that I openly challenge you. If you can answer my questions that I put forward to you, I will become a Christian. And if you have no answers to my questions, then you must openly declare Shahada, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And Ahmad Didat would say that I've wrote to him many times, many, many times, But he has never ever replied back to me. SubhanAllah. Unlike Islam, Muslims, when the Christians came and challenged Huzur alayhi salatu was salam that we are on the right path, you are on the wrong path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayats on Huzur alayhi salatu was salam. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا. Say to them, O Muhammad, you call your children, I will call my children. نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ. You bring your women and I will bring my women folks. وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. You the leaders, the elite, the priests and the rabbis, all of you come and I will come myself. وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ. And let us send the curse to each other. مُبَاهَلَ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. Let us curse each other. And whoever is wrong, then in this open area, may the curse of Allah be on him. May the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah come on him. Islam is a very, very powerful religion, my respected brothers and elders. An iman that Allah has given us, and Islam, the word Muslim again is unique. Unlike other religions, the name given to other religions is either categorized by an individual like Christianity. Christianity is a misname given by the enemies of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. What is Christianity? Nothing. Christ. From Christ you get this name Christianity. And there is no such thing as Muhammadanism. There is no such, we are not Muhammadanism. In India they call us Momidians. I don't know what they call us. Momidians? Huh? Momidians. No, they don't say, they cut it. I've heard them. Momidians. Again, this is the chalaki of the kuffar. We are not Momidians. We are Muslims. We are Muslims, and the second category is that we are mu'min. And the name Muslim is exclusively reserved for the believers, for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like Buddhism is named after this man called Buddha. Judaism is named after a tribe, a khandan, and that is why they are known as Judaism. Hinduism is a name given to them due to the place that these people were living in the river Indus area, Indus. And in that valley all the people who were living were known as Indus. Hindus became Hindus. Slowly they became Hindus, those people who were living in that part of the area. But for the believers, subhanallah, Allah chose the name Huwa Sammakumul Muslimin. You are not like the Christians, the Masihiyun, or like the Jews, that the name given to them is because of the tribes. That is why it is un-Islamic that when a child is born, you say, oh, my forefathers or my grandfather who passed away, his name was that, so I'm naming him that. That is un-Islamic. I'm not saying it is not jaiz. By all means, if it is a good name, alhamdulillah. But that is un-Islamic. That is traditional. And we don't follow tradition, we follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur alayhi salam says, Sammu awladakum bis-salihin. Give your children pious names, names of the prophets, names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Quddus, good names, names of the companions. SubhanAllah. So this is exclusive name given to us. Islam is not connected with something eastern or western, northern, southern. It is universal. It speaks a universal language, my respected brothers and elders. It is great ni'mah, subhanAllah. And four words that liberates all of us from all the gulami, the slavery of this dunya. Four words. Unique words. La ilaha illallah. This is the ruh. This is the soul of this dunya. This dunya was created, it was not progress from polytheism to monotheism. No. In fact, it is regress from monotheism to polytheism. The first people to occupy this world, the jinns, were Muslims. After that, ins were all Muslims. For them it was only natural to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the sole creator. Everything was based on tawheed. That is why the ulama say the sun is a Muslim, the moon is a Muslim. The sun has taken shahada, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The moon has taken shahada, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The stars in the heavens are all Muslims. How many Muslims? The world says that they are only, how many Muslims? Huh? 2 billion? Huh? 1.2 must be official. What about the illegal Muslims? Mr. Bush is worried that the Muslims are occupying America. It's not the Muslims. It's not the Muslims. The Mexicans are occupying and the Christians are occupying America. Kya Musalman bichare karenge? Subhanallah al-Azim. How many Muslims are there? 1.2 billion? No. All the fishes in the ocean are all Muslims. There is no religion. There is no Christianity under the ocean. There is no Judaism. Yes, in jinns, you will have Hindus, you will have Christians in jinns, because they are mukallaf. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ. Allah says, I have not created jinn and ins إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, so that worship me. So you have in jinns kufr. You have in insan kufr. But not in anything else. Everything else, all the beautiful fishes in the ocean are all Muslims. Count the Muslims in the ocean, deep under the ocean. All the birds that fly are all Muslims. Sab ke sab Musalman. They are all qail of tawheed and they say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasul. The mountains are Muslims. The trees are Muslims. Allahu Akbar. Every dust particle, Muslim. The clouds are Muslim. Everything in this world is Muslim. That is why Allah says, Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is he? Ma kana Ibrahim yahudiyan wala nasraniya. He is not a Yahudi. He is not a Christian. Walakin kana hanifan muslima. Adam alayhi salam is a Muslim. Nuh alayhi salam is a Muslim. Idris alayhi salam is a Muslim. Shish alayhi salam is a Muslim. Ibrahim alayhi salam is a Muslim. And all those are as the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who were prophets, were all Muslims. Because Muslim is a noun. Comes out from the root, Arabic root verb, as-salama. And as-salama means he submitted. That is the verb. It means submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, you get the key, you have the key to Jannat. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, greatest na'mah that Allah has given us is La ilaha illallah. Nothing in the world can be compared with this beautiful kalima. Huzur alayhi salam said, Man qala La ilaha illallah dakhal al-jannah. Anyone who says La ilaha illallah, one day he will surely enter Jannat. And Allah has given us this na'mah, my respected brothers. It is our duty to make qadr of it. وَسُئِلَ أَبُو حَنِيفَ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. A man came to Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi and questioned him, أَيُّ زَمْبٍ أَخْوَفُ لِسَلْبِ الْإِيمَانِ. Oh great faqih, which sins can take away Iman and Islam from the heart? I said, kaun se guna hai jo insan ki Iman ko khatam kar de? And what beautiful answer Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi gave. He said, وَتَّرَكَ مَنْ تَرَكَ الشُّكْرَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. That person who does not appreciate the quality of Iman in his heart. When he does not make shukr of Iman that Allah has given him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the Iman from him. That is why constantly, my respected brothers and elders, we have to renew our Iman, make tajdeed of our Iman. Every time we make salah, it is tajdeed of Iman. Every time we make zikr, it is tajdeed of Iman. And Imam Abu Hanifa says, وَتَرَكَ خَوْفُ الْخَاتِمَةِ. And when a person who is not bothered that how his death will come, in whatever condition death can come, but if he is not bothered, subhanallah, again, that means that he does not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone told me recently that someone in Buckley passed away, a Muslim, Buckley. And he died in such a way that he choked over a chewing gum. He choked over a chewing gum. So I said to that person, in fact it was Maulana Bahauddin Saab who received a phone call. He was visiting me at my house. And he said to me, someone passed away, and he passed away, he choked over a chewing gum. I said to him, must be a young child. He said, no, he was 21 years old. Kya umar thi uski? 21 years old. Subhanallah ilazim. So we have to be very careful. Death comes at any time, but subhanallah, we have to prepare, we have to be pure, we have to make sure that we are fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa zulmul ibad, and those who make zulm on the people. That is why ulama have kalam over the iman of the majority of the leaders. That to what extent is iman fixed in their hearts? It is easy to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So kya mushkil kaam hai mere azizu? Allahu Akbar. But to fulfill the meaning of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The ulama have said that anyone who makes zulm on the people, then generally, the sunnah adatullah is that before he dies, iman is taken out from his heart. That is why those who make zina, who fornicate, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this guna. Zina is guna-e-kabira, major sin. It is said that whilst that action takes place of zina, iman is taken out from his heart. When he is doing that evil act of sin, he is not a mu'min, he is not a Muslim. It is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on that iman comes back by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, my respected brothers and elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we make qadr of this kalima that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us on the day of qiyamah. Great honor will be given to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and above all the greatest honor will be given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for people to see. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has said, Ana Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen. I am the leader of all those who came before me and of all those who will come after me. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam says, Ana Sayyidun Nasi Yawm al Qiyamah. I am the leader of all the people on the day of Qiyamah. Yawma Yakumun Nasu li Rabbil Alameen. When all shall be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honor will be given to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, and people will look at that great honor given to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. It is said a special place will be reserved near the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first individual to bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah will command him, Irfa ra'asak, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, lift up your head. In this world, when the Muslimin make sajda to Allah, the kuffar make a mockery. Who are you worshipping? Who are you bowing down to? Subhanallah. The Muslim does not bend his back to anyone, any of the creature or the creation. He only bends his back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He only makes ruku for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sujood for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will say to him, Irfa ra'asak, lift your head, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kul, and say, whatever you say, tusma' will be heard. Wasal, and question. Tu'ata, whatever you ask, Allah will give you. Washfa', and intercede. Tushaffa', whoever you intercede for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will emancipate that person, will give him freedom from Jahannam. Mm-hmm. And it is said, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, when he lifts up his auspicious head from sajda, the first words that come out from his mouth is, Ya Rabbi, O my Allah, my Rabb, Ummati, Ummati, Ummati. What will happen? What is happening to my Ummat? What is happening to my Ummat? This is the deep love that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has for the Ummat. Abu Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, Allah will command him, فاخرجوه من كان في قلبه أدنى 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 مثقال حبة من خردلة من إيمان. أو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, go and take out from Jahannam anyone who has Iman as little as the grain of a mustard seed. Itna kam Iman ho, seed ki tarah. Even take that person out, and Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam will take that individual out from Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we never see Jahannam and that we enter Jannat bila hisabu kitab. With Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has said in the hadith, I am the first one to knock on the gates of Jannat. And the security there is incredible. How my respected brothers. Now they want to have fly marshals, sky marshals, police sitting in the flight, sky marshals. In Israeli flights you have that, in other flights, Australian flights you have that. So they want sky marshals. We already have marshals here, Kiraman, Katibin. Two marshals here, one marshal in front, one marshal at the back. Everything is being noted, everything is being noted. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. But the security that will be there in Jannah, that is why when Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam went for Mi'raj, at every gate of Asman, Sallallahu alayhi wasallam would stop, and again question and answers were exchanged between the gatekeepers and Jibreel Amin. Likewise in Maidan-e-Hashr, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, when he goes towards Jannat, when he will knock on the gates of Jannat, the gatekeepers of Jannat will say, we need your identity. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam will say, Ana Muhammad. Straight away, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the gatekeepers will say, we have been told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no one is allowed to put one foot in Jannat before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and before your ummah, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is when the gates of Jannat will open up, and inshaAllah ta'ala, the Muslimin and the believers, the mu'mineen, will enter Jannat. Many, many gifts will be given to this ummah. One of the other great exclusivities given to this ummah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will manifest Himself for the believers, for the ummah, on the day of Qiyamah. In Jannat it will be that one day, according to the level of Iman, everyone will have this opportunity to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Musa alayhi salatu wa salam requested to Allah, just a tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tajalli as in a reflection of some form which is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had opened up for Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and Musa alayhi salam fell unconscious. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give us the eyes to see. Allah will give us the eyes to see, my respected brothers, and we will make didar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, great honor is given to those people, to those eyes who have seen Huzur alayhi salam. Great honor is given that they become sahabi. 2 days ago, after performing Fajr Salat, I was walking out, a man stopped me, Mauli sahab, mane tamate ek baat kar li che. I said, Allahu Akbar, I hope everything's okay. He said to me that today, before waking up for Fajr, I made ziyarat of Huzur alayhi salam. Subhanallah. How lucky, how fortunate that person is. An old man. Subhanallah. And he says, I made ziyarat of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was so happy. And he has every right to be happy, my respected brother. Every right to see Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. So those eyes which have seen Huzur alayhi salam, they become radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Then what about those eyes which will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How precious must be those eyes. Allahu Akbar. Again, on the subject of eyes, on the day of Qiyamah, one man will be standing in front of the scales where all the a'mals will be weighed up. and his evil actions will outweigh the good actions. And the angels will say, well, we have to turn into Jahannam, sentence him to Jahannam for a period of time. He is the ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he walks towards Jahannam, a lot of things will happen, my respected brothers. I really don't know how to cover this topic of Maidan-e-Hashr. There are so many different events that will take place on the day of Qiyamah. And when that person is walking towards Jahannam, it is said that a voice will be heard from the facial part of that individual. And the angels will stop him. If I tear down, we can hear some voice. And on the day of Qiyamah, the mouth will be sealed. That is why the first group that will be taken to Jahannam, their mouths will be sealed. Their mouths will be sealed. Mouth will not speak. Ye bar 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 bar, dunya mein hota hai. In this dunya we can talk. On the day of Qiyamah, the body parts will speak out. All the body parts. You give charity, the fingers will speak out. You look at the Quran, the eyes will speak out. You hear something good, the ears will testify. And the angels will say, bring him back. And they will bring him back. And the angels will say that, and the hadith is here in this kitab of Allama Ibn Abi Dunya, rahmatullah alayh, on page 75. On the day of Qiyamah, when he comes, the angels will actually sense that the voice is coming out from one hair of the eyebrow. Kahan se nikal raha hai? From one hair of the eyebrow. Now, this is not something that is impossible. Of course not, my respected brothers. What is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this one hair will speak out and will say, Ya Allah, inna rasulaka, your messenger, Muhammad al-Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to his people, to his followers, that eye which cries and shed tears due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, harramahan nar, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the fire of Jahannam haram on that individual. And that one hair of that eyebrow will give evidence, will testify that I bear witness that these eyes have shed tears due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ek baal bolega. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I forgive that entire individual who cried because of my fear. And it is said that instead of putting him to Jahannam, the angels will push him towards Jannah, and the angels will speak out of amazement, you know, astonished. They will say, ثُمَّ يُنَادِي الْمُنَادِي, and one of the munadi will speak out, as in azan jaysay hoti, an announcement will be made, oh, look at so and so person, Allah has given him Jannat, Allah has forgiven him because of one hair. Ek baal ki wajah se uski maghfirat ho gayi. That is why every part of the human body, and be more specific, every part of the Muslim's body, every organ is sacred. That is why there is this constant argument when it comes to organ transplant. Why don't the Muslims donate? Why don't the Muslims donate? Because every body part, every organ of the Muslim is amanat, it is sacred. It is sacred. Every body part is there which will give gawahi, testify on the day of Qiyamah. Like how you are born, that is how we are to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, that is another masla. The fuqaha have given their own decisions. But one of the great gifts given to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam is Hawz-e Kawthar, the fountain of Kawthar. Hawz in the Arabic language means an area in which water is stored and from which water flows. Kawthar means in the Arabic language khayr-e kathir, which benefits many, many people. There is great benefit in that thing which is known as Kawthar. How the Kawthar is the fountain of Kawthar given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, inshallah not much of your time will be taken. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, the great muhaddis, Spanish muhaddith who has written Ahkamul Quran, he says in his tafsir that the fountain of Kawthar are two. One in Jannat and one will be laid down for Huzur alayhi salatu was salam on that platform of Qiyamah, Maidan-e Hashr. How they Kawthar are two. That is why a hadith in Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj. He saw this beautiful fountain from which beautiful water was running. Jibreel Amin was with him. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jibreel, "Ya Jibreel, what is this fountain and this beautiful water that is running?" Jibreel Amin said that this is a gift that Allah has given you, Hawza Kawthar. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam actually described that fountain at that time which he saw in Jannat. He said that on the sides of that fountain were beautiful domes. Beautiful domes. That is why the masajid, the architecture of the mosques, we have domes and we have minarets. That is very much Islamic. Very much Islamic. And it is the influence of the Muslims that has forced other religions to copy the minarets and the domes. Varna himko kya pata? What did they know of architecture? Nothing of the sort. And the domes and the minarets are connected to Islam. And it is their beauty that forces other people also now to put little minarets, little things. Aapne dekha hai na, ab to dusri cheezon mein jo ibadat ki jagah hoti hai wahan bhi, even now, in the mandirs you have little things there. Even in the other gurdwaras you have all sorts of things. And this is exclusively for the Muslims. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said that he saw the dome on the surroundings of Hawza Kawthar, and Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said made out of hollow pearls. And the earth of it is mushk, with a piercing smell, beautiful smell. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith has described that the Hawza Kawthar, the water is a bit different, unlike Zamzam water. Zamzam water looks like normal water. Hawza Kawthar will not look like water. Ma'uhu abyadu min al-laban, the water of Hawza Kawthar is more white than the milk that we drink. وَأَحَلَّ مِنَ الْعَسَلِ بِاللَّبَنِ, and it is more sweet than honey. It's very important that every day we take at least one teaspoon of honey with the intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept shifa in honey, asal. And the more natural and pure it is, the better it is. Free from sugar, asal. Spend a bit of more money and inshallah try to buy something that is original and there is shifa in there. The Quran talks about two things. There is shifa in the Quran and there is shifa in honey. Honey and kalunji and everything that is mentioned, even the dates, subhanallah, the dates of Madinatul Munawwara, there is shifa in it. There is shifa in the mitti of Madinatul Munawwara. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Ma'uhu abyadu min al-laban, the water is more white than milk. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam says, Wa rihuhu atyabu min al-misk, and the smell is more fragrant than mushk. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam said, goblets, or cups, are from Jannat, and they are equivalent to the stars in the heavens. Kanujumi sama, so many. And so many people in their millions will come to that fountain where Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam will be standing. And again, this is the mu'ajiza of Huzur alayhi salam, that he will only allow his followers to drink from that fountain. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has said that like how foreign camels are stopped. And he's giving the example to the Arabs who were living at that time, and they understood that example of the camels. Like foreign camels are stopped from someone who owns a private yard or a private area where there is water, and only his camels can drink from it, not any other neighbor's camels. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said that I will stop everyone. Only my ummah can drink from Hawza Kawthar. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said that honor will be given to other prophets and they will also have a fountain, but their fountain will not be like the fountain that Allah has given me. And their ummah will be with the prophets of Musa alayhi salam will have his own fountain, Isa alayhi salam will have his own fountain, and Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam will have his own fountain. How big will Hawz-e Kawthar be? Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said, it is like a square. It is like a square, masiratu shahrin, 1 month's travel. The man was traveling on a camel, 1 month. In a hadith, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, I said this hadith is in Ibn Majah, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, inna li hawzan ma bayn al-ka'bati wa bayt al-muqaddas, that the distance of one side of the hawz is the distance between Makkah al-Mukarramah and Bayt al-Muqaddas. That is only one side, and it is all four corners. And subhanallah al-azim, we have a hadith narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, inna ala hawzi arba'atu arkan, that my house has got four corners, and on each of the four corners four great people will stand. How many people will stand? Four. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam will be there, but on the four corners four people will be standing. فَأَوَّلُ رُكْنٍ مِنْهَا فِي يَدِ أَبِي بَكَرٍ, on the first side of the corner, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq will be standing there. Bolo subhanallah. Bhai neend aa rahi hai, abhi to Christmas aa rahi hai, abhi to holiday hi holiday hogi. On the one side will be Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, on the other side, second corner, will be Hazrat Umar Farooq, on the third corner, وَرُكْمُ الثَّالِثِ فِي يَدِ عُثْمَانِ, Hazrat Uthman will be there, وَرُكْمُ الرَّابِ فِي يَدِ عَلِي, and on the fourth corner it will be Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. That is why we are proud to be Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, Alhamdulillah, and these are the people who will go to Jannah, who don't jump the queue. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said, فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ وَأَبْغَضَ عُمَرٍ لَمْ يَسْكِهِ أَبُو بَكْرٍ. And anyone who comes in front of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the angels will be there and they will inform the companions of everything, of that entire identity. Anyone who had loved Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq but had shown enmity towards Hazrat Umar Farooq, the angels will say no, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq will stop them from drinking from that fountain. Goodbye. Tumhare aqeedah mein khami thi, there was something wrong in the belief. And when they come close to Umar Farooq, وَأَبْغَضَ أَبَا بَكْرٍ, if they loved Hazrat Umar Farooq and did not have love of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, angels will say no, and Hazrat Umar Farooq will say, no, this water is not for you. They will go to Hazrat Uthman. If they have love for Hazrat Uthman and they did not have love for Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Uthman will not allow them from drinking of that water. Then they will go to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Maybe all the Shias will try to go on that side. Allahu Akbar. A lot of people unfortunately say, Mawlana Sahib, why do you talk on these conflicting issues? Shia, Sunni, why? Have you ever had an opportunity to talk to a Shia, my respected brothers? Have you? Take time out if you want to experience things for yourself. Take time out and talk to a Shia and study about Shiism and the filthy aqaid. What is Salman Rushdie? Nothing. And this Fir'aun, the tele-evangelist of America, the Baptist, Falwell, the Fir'aun, starts with F, his name is also Falwell. The shaitan, mal'oon. May Allah punish him in this world. May Allah punish him in his grave. And may Allah punish him in the hereafter. For disrespecting the greatest human being, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mal'oon, the shaitan. He said that, ma'az Allah, openly, in an interview, as long as for 60 minutes, was it the CBS News or something of the sort, I don't remember. But in there, he said that, I have no hesitation in saying that, ma'azallah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a, and I'm just saying it for the benefit of the people, Allahu Akbar, our hearts are pure and we have all the respect for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are words just to utter, to show, and these are words that have been mentioned in the Quran when the kuffar would call the prophets Majnoon, Sahir, that he's a magician and he's insane. And these words were there to show that how they disrespected the Prophet. And just looking at that sequence, I'm saying that ma'azallah, he had the audacity to call Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam a terrorist. These are Allahu Akbar, the kuffar. Kuffar are everywhere, my respected brother. Jabba kubba pehen lena, kali pagri pehen li. So that does not mean that you are full of iman. Allah save us. That's why Hazrat Ali will be there standing. And those who disrespected Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq, and Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an will push them out, push them out, push them out. And Hazrat Ali loved Hazrat Umar Farooq so much that a lot of people don't know that the very last daughter, the young daughter of Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Zainab, he gave Hazrat Zainab to marry with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala married Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala. This was the love that the companions had for each other. This is why Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has mentioned, my respected brothers, of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the first people to benefit from Hawza Kawthar are the fuqara il muhajireen. Hazrat Bilal, the poor miskeen who were tortured for saying la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. The first people to embrace Islam, the Meccan Messi Muhajireen, the first early Muslims who took Shahada, who made Bay'ah on the hands of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, they will be the first people to benefit from Hawza Kawthar. Last hadith, inshallah, then we make dua. Hazrat Uthman bin Maz'un is a great companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Uthman, O Uthman, la targhab an sunnati. Don't turn away from my sunnat. Faman raghiba an sunnati. That person who turns away from my sunnat, thumma mata, and then he dies. Qabla an yatuba, before he repents. Tarabatil malaikatu wajhahu an hawdi yawm al-qiyamah. The angels will turn his face away. The angels will direct him away from my house, from my fountain that Allah has given me. Hawza Kawthar. That is the great, one of the greatest gifts given to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Hawza Kawthar. And it is to benefit the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. An entire surah was revealed to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, which is known as Surah Kawthar, one of the most favorite surat of all the believers. Say agar sabko ye surat bhati hai, achhi lagti. In Maghrib mein, inna aatayna kal kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna shani aka huwal abtar, and ruku. But the surat is short, but the ni'mah that is mentioned in that surat, it is great. Allahu Akbar Kabira, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that all of us, the speaker and the listeners here and at home, that we walk on the path of Sirat Mustaqim and we die in the condition of Iman, and that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save the Muslims, especially right now the Muslims of Iraq who are now at the gunpoint of the kuffar, and may Allah save them all. May Allah save them all. People can do whatever they want. Allahumma. Our Musliman ka khauf khatam ho gaya hai. Musliman ka raab, Musliman ka jo jazba, that oh, when the Romans came and when they saw Hazrat Umar Farooq sleeping in Madinatul Munawwara, and they laughed at him, who is this man? He is your Amirul Mu'mineen. And Hazrat Umar Farooq turned his face, and when they saw him, they were literally sweating. Kya hai? Yani pasina beh raha tha. Allahu Akbar Kabira, Amirul Mu'mineen ka ye chehra. And their faces were so beautiful that even Jibreel Amin would want to imitate their face. Angels would imitate their face. And the Battle of Badr, when a lot of the angels came, they were twins to the companions. They became twins to the companion, Dahya bin Kalbi, one of the most beautiful companions. So many times Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, Dahya bin Kalbi would sit in front of Huzur alayhi salam, and the companion would know. They would not know actually that is he Dahya bin Kalbi, the companion that we know, is it Jibreel or me? Huzur alayhi salatu was salam would say, when Dahya bin Kalbi is in front of me, be careful that it could be Jibreel or me. This is how beautiful these people were. Allah give us the tawfiq. What about our iman, our apparent zahir, how we dress up and the actions that we give out is not Islamic? How will Allah's rahmat come? Allah give us all the tawfiq that we become one and that we make amal on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I end our majlis, inshallah we can talk on the subject of pul sirat. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه تسليما لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك من رياض الجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار صلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين